Shane Martinook says she had what started out as a normal childhood in Santa Barbara, but suddenly it all changed.
Growing up, I thought I was like a normal kid. I had mom, dad, family all around, a couple siblings. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary until I was about 9.
Martinook says that's when everything went off the rails. She says her mother took her life and it led to her father spiraling into substance abuse.
Ever since then, I've just been the kid that's had to fight for myself.
When she was 16, she moved into the home of a family friend. Despite everything, she's managed to stay focused on school and is not only set to graduate from Santa Barbara High School, she has good grades which set the stage for her to go to college.
I am kind of mature and I have had to fight for myself, and I do see life in a different sense than my friends. I realize that I need to work hard to get what I want.
The teen turned to high school counselors and the Scholarship Foundation of Santa Barbara for help.
The Scholarship Foundation of Santa Barbara was created in 1962, and we provide scholarships to students throughout the county, whether they are high school seniors, all the way through graduate and doctoral studies. So we rely on support from donors throughout the county. We administer over 500 donor funds, and so we're able to match students with scholarships.
Tasha Lewis is the foundation's director of programs and evaluation.
Not only do we offer scholarships for students, but we offer free financial advisement. And so for many, just starting the conversation about financial aid and completing the FAFSA, or free application for federal student aid, can be overwhelming. Not only do we help students with the FAFSA, but we also help students with the California Dream Act application and any financial aid resources that will help.
Shane Martinook says the foundation was a big help as she tried to figure out how to go to college without family support.
I knew that it was going to be expensive. I knew it was going to be hard. Everyone talks about the application process and the financial aid is being very confusing. So luckily I had people around me that were able to get me in contact with a college counselor, the Santa Barbara Scholarship Foundation, to answer those questions and support me along the way to figure out how is this going to work, what can I do to make college possible.
She's been accepted at UC Davis, where she's looking at a science-related career. The Santa Barbara High senior says she started thinking about college years ago and did what she could to save money.
I've been babysitting since I was about 12. I would just put money in there. When I was 15 and a half, I couldn't even drive yet. I worked at Jersey Mike's, which is a sandwich shop in town. Recently, I worked at a fish house over the summer as a hostess.
Today and tomorrow, the Foundation of Santa Barbara is holding ceremonies in Santa Maria and Santa Barbara to hand out thousands of scholarships. Again, the foundation's Tasha Lewis.
It's an exciting time of the year for us, and it's really a way to acknowledge not only our students who are receiving scholarships, but their family members as well, and to thank all of our interviewers who volunteer with the organization, our board members, and our donors.
Last year, the foundation awarded $8.4 million to some 2,700 students in the county. The average scholarship for undergraduate students was about $3,200, and the average for graduate students more than $9,000. Among this year's winners is Shane Martinook. She says between government scholarships, the foundation, and what she saved, she'll get by her freshman year with a small loan. She's planning to work again this summer. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.